And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
Well, as training camp is still at a halt, we still look forward to the first day of baseball, whenever that might be. And joining us with an encore appearance is Star Tribune's Phil Miller to give us his impressions of camp so far and who impressed him. Phil, let's start with some of those newcomers like Josh Donaldson. What were your impressions of the new guys?
Well, Donaldson is the one that everyone focuses on. $92 million will get you a lot of attention. The amazing thing was how his personality has interacted in the clubhouse. He's very galvanizing. He's going to be the leader of the team, I think. On his very first day, he was in the batting cage and he suddenly held an impromptu lesson, a lecture with some of the rookies, some of the minor league guys there, talking baseball, talking hitting, giving them some tips. It's, he's 34 years old, he's been around, he's won an MVP, and he really plays the part, I think, beyond what he does on the field, and he's a tremendous third baseman and obviously a great hitter. Off the field, I think he'll be really valuable as well.
All right, hey, we'll talk about perhaps a silver lining for a player or two when we come back.
Want to get away for a bit? Looking for a little... or maybe some... or a bit of... while you're at it, order up some... or maybe you just need a little... We've got it all at Four Bears Casino and Lodge. Your oasis for fun. Just 4 miles west of Newtown.
The Souris Valley SaberDog season will be here before you know it. And the new front office staff is actively preparing for the home opener at Corbett Field on May 29th. Single game tickets will go on sale starting April 15th, with multi-game packages currently available. To find out more about which ticket package best fits your summer schedule, go to SourisValleySaberDogs.com. When it comes to fun, the sky's the limit.
We're with Phil Miller of the Star Tribune talking Twins baseball. And Phil, some of those impressions in camp you were talking about. One player that I know we were talking about before rolling that could benefit is a guy like Byron Buxton, who might have a chance to heal and get back to win whatever that first day of the season might be.
He was intent on making sure he was 100% before he got back out on the field. Just before camp was suspended, he finally was starting to swing against live pitching. So he was probably not going to be ready on opening day. The circumstances are obviously unfortunate, but he will almost certainly be totally healed by the time season does start, and he makes the whole lineup better.
Bet he does. Phil Miller with us, everybody, from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. That'll conclude this edition. Hey, if you missed one, check us on the website, springfeverbaseball.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by Souris Valley SaberDogs, Minot, and by Four Bears Casino and Lodge by Newtown, North Dakota.